Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for being here once again on this morning. We thank God for his amazing grace. Thank God for his love, his sovereignty. Thank God for his mercy. If it have not been for the Lord who was on your side this morning, where would you be at this morning? But we thank God, for he's an on-time God and he's outside of time. We just need to continue to trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall inherit the land of the good. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is Minister Ezekiel Jones from Lively Stones Ministry. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We thank God for the season. We thank God for you this morning, our radio listening audience. And it is not possible without you. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they've been sent? Glory to God. And the God and the word of the Lord would not return unto him void. It would not fall upon deaf ears, and it will accomplish what the Lord hath sent it out to please. Glory to God. And will prosper whereunto the thing that God will send it. Glory to God. We thank God for, first and foremost, for the Almighty God. Yes, Jehovah Shalom. We thank God for his peace. We thank God for all his goodness. We thank God for all his cares and his all God concern. Come by the radio station, tell somebody this morning that God love you with an everlasting love. Love and kindness have he drawn unto you unto this morning. God have an everlasting love, unconditional love. Amen. God love his people. I come to tell you that it hath pleased the Lord this morning to call you his people this morning. Say, I be your God and you shall be my people. But if we would just turn from our wicked ways, amen, and humble ourselves up under the mighty hands of God, in due season you shall reap the benefits. In due season God will heal the land. Glory to God. We're going to talk a little bit about this morning, about the season, that we are in season. And in due time, you will inherit your season, your time of growing, your time of maturity, spiritual maturity in the Lord, your time that you're going to reap the harvest of the Lord, your time of gain, your time of purpose, that you will walk worthy of the Lord and increasing in the knowledge of God. We thank God this morning for the man of God, Pastor David Frankier, here with us on this morning, the voice of Frontline and Biblical Response. We also want to recognize some of his co-hosts, Sister Ann and Pastor Ed Skeever. I want to say a shout out unto them this morning because I had the opportunity to come on and sit on that panel, that platform with them this morning. Just inspirational. Glory to God. Such a wonderful program, Pastor David, that the Lord have nourished along the way. And we thank God, amen, that that program is available, amen, for the people of God and anybody who want to hear a word from the Lord, that it would be edifying. Yes, it would be meat. Glory to God. And edifying unto and minister grace unto the hearers. Glory to God. We thank God this morning for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, 2907 Avenue S in the beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida, where Harriet Gordon is the pastor. They're led by the shepherd there at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, Dorothy Gordon, overseer. Genuine, authentic folks, authentic people of God. And we just thank God for them, that we had opportunity. And currently at this time, we still have opportunity where we go and fellowship at the Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. We have a good time. Oh, amen, in the Lord over there. We thank God once again for the three-night revival that we had an opportunity to come forth in the name of the Lord, and was able to, amen, minister over there. So we thank God for God's amazing hand that God allow that to happen over there, and the word of God begin to illuminate itself and begin to fall upon his people, that something that was said can be something going forth that you can store it, amen, in your spiritual inclinations, if you would. So we thank God for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance. Also, Tabernacle Church of Deliverance on Wednesday of next week, December the 31st, which is New Year's Eve. They will be having their watch night services over there at 9:30 p.m. to bring in the new year, the new harvest, new favor, glory to God, new anointing. The Holy Ghost, glory to God, dynamic speakers, amen, would be over there. What I like to call a trio of speakers, where each speaker get, you know, half hour, maybe 20 minutes a piece, and hear, you know, different variations from the Lord, amen, how God would deal with his people in inspiring on the word of the Lord. So we urge you to go out there and be supportive of the men and the women of God that bring forth the word of life and the bread of life. Glory to God. And we come to you now somewhat on a sad note. Funeral service will be held for the late Eric Adger of Fort Pierce. And the thing about this, he was only 60 years old. And we know that the time that we're living in now, that I done seen a lot of folks 70, 75 years old. They talk well. They get around well. They handle themselves well. They, you know, in their right mind, you know, they're serving the Lord. They're in good health. I mean, come on here. God is really, really renewing the fountain of youth these days. And I can't help but think about sometimes when I was a younger man or a child, for that instance, that, you know, when I was 15, 16 years old, and I looked at someone about 45 and 50, I see they are old, you know, but 45, 50 years old now is young, considered very young. So 60 years old is considered very young too, as well, because, you know, I've done races and stuff like that, and way back, and I seen an 80-year-old man ran an 8-minute pace, 80 years old, you know. And at that time, I went in the greatest of shape, but he inspired me to get in great shape. So we see here, 60 years old is fairly young. So they're funeralizing Eric at the House of God, number 2 in Fort Pierce, Florida. It's located at 1601 North 27th Street. And I knew Eric in our youthful days. And I was acquainted with him. In some ways, we was associates. But I will be attending this celebration of life. And God will give us the words through the invocation to comfort the family. We just stand in the gap, you know, for one another. And to realize and knowing that God is too wise to make a mistake, and he's too just to do that which is wrong, because he's God. And God is the great I am. And time is winding down. And we have to understand that as time is winding down, time is not on your side, and time beginning to be a factor, because some is slow footed. Some think they got time, but I come to encourage someone today: repent ye therefore, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus spoke these words. John the Baptist spoke these words. And folk is not paying attention somewhat, or folks feel as though they got it all figured out. But I tell you what, it's just like unpredictable. See, your life is unpredictable when you're not in God. See, when you're in the Lord, your life is predictable, and you have a reinsurance, and you have that blessing hope, and your life is stored up in God, and there's life after death, literally. So let us go before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time for allowing us, oh God, to be able to speak a word, Lord. We pray right now that you will comfort all that mourn. We pray for the bereavement family now, oh God, that some through some way, somehow, oh God, that the word of the Lord will touch someone and will encourage someone to change someone. God, we know that the word is everlasting, and the word of the Lord, once we get it stored into our system, the word of the Lord is a changing word. It'll change you from the inside out. It will make you new once again. Lord, we pray for our radio listening audience out there this morning. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to touch them in a special way. Touch them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, oh, God. Lord, let everything in their life, oh, God, begin to become evident unto them. Let them know, oh, God, that you are a God of power, a keeping God, that your face will continue to shine down upon your people, oh, Lord. Lord, let them make no haste, oh, God, for they must come down from the tree and to come down, for this is the day that I come to abode in your house. The Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we're living in a dying world on today, a world that is in complete darkness. But Jesus said that if a man walk at night, he stumble because there's no light in him, because you're full of darkness. And have us, oh God, to... And let them, that one, realize that they'll come out of darkness over into your marvelous light. Glory to God. And we'll say all this in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, yes. Thank God for all what he have done for us here. We're going into a new phase somewhat. We're going into a new year. And it is time to take off the old and to put on the new, and to be able to recognize God for who he is and what God have done for you already in your life. And somebody might be saying, what have the Lord done in my life? I tell you what, my beloved, God have allowed you to get to where you at this far, thus far. The believer out there this morning, if you're listening in to the radio ministry this morning, you believe and you understand the goodness of God. You know that God is a keeper only if you want to be kept. Glory to God. And the Lord will make his face shine down upon you. And God will make provision for you, and God will show you favor, and God will give you the spirit of discernment. Come on here. God will turn your frown into joy. I see, once you come over to the Lord's side, this is something that you have to experience in the Lord. When you come over to the Lord's side, you can't teach nobody how the spirit of the God on the inside. That spirit of God hath to dwell in you. It's the dwelling of the Holy Spirit dwells in you that makes you want to do right, makes you want to talk right, makes you want to walk right, makes you want to be obedient, making sacrifices unto the Lord. Would you just continue to lift up his name, that it is not about you anymore. It's not about you anymore, that you have been dead in your trespasses and sin. Your conversation have changed. Glory to to God, but it's about Jesus Christ and him crucified, that he's on the cross. And we stand at the feet of the cross right now and recognizing whom we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God, amen, that will not have you standing alone, a God of deliverance, a God of power, a God that will show you a way, a God that will make a way even in the wilderness, even much in the desert. You don't have to stay in your place where you're at, but you got to meet God right where you're at right now. God come to meet you right where you're at, but you got to have a mind to run on. You got to have a mind to run and not be weary. Glory to God. You got to have a mind for your seasons. We all have seasons in our life. Seasons come, seasons go. Amen. We had a fall. Glory to God. Where the fall season come, and we're peeking on, glory to God, to the winter season. But as we come into our fall, we'll begin to see something that of a light, amen, that is coming upon us. Glory to God. We think about how the fall and how we came up out of the summer, and the summer is screamingly hot as far as metaphor, more metaphorically speaking, that we see that the fall, that fall comes, and then it comes the winter. Glory to God. And we be so hot in the summertime that we look forward to the wintertime, because we need to cool off. We need a change of pace. We need a change of weather. We need a change of our body. Our temperature of our body cools down at times, and then it just make it more comfortable for us. But we have to endure. That we endure, that's physical. If you're someone like me working out in the heat and everything like that, I need the change of pace. Glory to God. I can't stay, amen, with the heat all the time. Glory to God. I need that change of pace, for my body can be rejuvenated. My body can be refurnished. My body can be invigorated, if you will, that I continue to go on and do my job. Glory to God. It's the same thing in the Lord for your season. Your season was a storm that may be arising in your life, but you don't have no grips on it. You don't know what's going on in your life, but you allowed yourself to come over to the Lord's side. You allowed yourself, for Lord, for God I'm going to live, and for God I'm going to die. You allowed yourself to see God for who he is in your life. You got tired of living the same way that you living, so you decided to give God a try in your life. Your mind was fully persuaded. You had to made up your mind. And if somebody had made up their mind this morning, I encourage you this morning to stay fast. You steadfast in the Lord, unmovable always, and abounding in the work of the Lord, and making yourself a reasonable service unto the Lord, who is your reason of service. Glory to God. We want to talk a bit this morning, glory to God, about when Jesus made a statement. When Jesus made a statement that when Jesus walked this earth, and Jesus said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. He have nowhere to lay his head. In other words, Jesus wasn't worrying about as far as himself. He gave himself as a ransom. He gave himself as a humility unto the people, unto even much the sinner, unto the believers and the sinner. He rang on the just as well as the unjust. And by him making himself as a reasonable service, and he made himself a reasonable service unto the Lord, and we are heirs and joint heirs of that. And if anybody went through more tribulations and more trials, who went through more than that than Jesus? I come to encourage you today by Emer saying that you on the winning side now. You decided to give your life to God. But things is not lining up as you have pictured it to line up, or the expectations what you thought was going to be. And this is a lot of time when people will give God a try in their life. And when they give God, when they decide to follow Jesus, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be stabbed in the back. Your name going to be scandalized at times because worldly folk, they remember your past. Glory to God. But the Bible souls declare, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And we're going into a new year, a new phase in our life here, into the new year. And we all have made resolutions on what we're going to do, whether it be we want to get to a point where we want to lose weight. We want to have a better attitude financially and resource-wise. We want to be able to save more money. We have set some goals. We're looking to obtain them goals and to have a high standard of them goals and really to stand by having the aspirations, having to accomplish something, a feat that elusive goal that we never went after. But I come to tell you this morning, if you would trust in the Lord and allow God to order your steps and allow God to be your centerpiece and allow God to navigate you through what you want to accomplish and you give it unto God, no otherwise will he withhold anything, any good thing for them that walk upright, for them that is seeking the ways of the Lord, that he'll show you favor. But it's time now to drop the baggage, the extra weight that is holding you down, the thing that is getting you to serve God wholeheartedly and not just a part-time Christian, not just a part-time believer, not just praising God and not just serving him up under your own convenience, but to praise him. Amen. And when you're going through your season, when it's stormy weather, you're still praising God. You're still holding fast to God. When doors is being shut in your face, you're still going to praise God and you're still going to glorify him. And not just coming to church and not just hearing a word just on the radio or just hearing a word on YouTube. Amen. Allowing that word to saturate you and even much on your own time of devotion, getting into the word and allowing the word to minister, amen, unto you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, because we know that Satan is the prince of this world and he's trying to turn the children of God around into a negative aspect. But it is a new year, it is a new start, it's a new beginning for you, it is a new anointing for you now, it is a new faith for you now. There's a new goal. There's a new standard. Amen. For you to call on the name of the Lord now. Amen. Some things in your life that is not lining up. It's some folk, come on, in your life that don't mean you no good in your life. It's a shame at times when folk hold people down and they hindering folk. And it's a shame for somebody who's seeking the word of the Lord that they can't recognize and seeing that they got to drop aside and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset them, but they got to put their eyes and stay steadfast, amen, on the Lord. Glory to God. Because the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, and we're fighting a spiritual battle, amen, and we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. It is not such the folk that we're fighting, but it's the spiritual wickedness that goes inside of a person and defiles an individual. It defiles a one. But we as a children of God, I'm talking about the spirit of discernment, that we supposed to be able to recognize this evil that's in them and to be able to rebuke it. Satan, get these behind me. Serve the Lord. It's a new year, folks. And we have to humble ourselves with humility. The Hebrew word for humility is anapha. Christ humbled himself, even much in the time of adversity, he humbled himself. Isn't it truly, it's about Jesus, and he is the reason for the season, and we are imitators of God. I tell you what, folks is leaving this world at it as an alarming rate. They're leaving here and not really got your mind gazed on heaven. this is where we need to turn our attention to know where our final destiny will go. A lot of times we don't preach or we don't touch on this subject, you know, but we should be touching more on this subject. And I'm convinced this morning, statistically wise, that there's more people that is lost than are saved in this world. And it's astonishing. It's not even much close. It's lopsided, you know. It's at an all-time high. But faith it till you make it. I heard somebody say one time, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. But I want to say faith. I want to put that word in there. Faith it till you make it. Have faith and believe in the Almighty God. Have faith and believe that God can bring you through in the new year. Have faith that you can walk in the newness of life. Have faith that that thing that you desired so much in your life. See, the Bible souls declare Psalms 37:4, delight thyself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. But you got to delight thyself in the Lord. Come on over to the Lord's side. Glory to God. When he told his disciples, let us go over to the other side because they was fearful. Amen. When he told Peter, come unto me. But Peter began to take his eyes off the Lord and he sank. Keep your eyes focused on the Almighty God. And I realize, we got to realize and understand, amen, that we know that everything is going to be all right when you keep your eyes on God, no matter how much persecution or tribulations that I'm going to go through in my life. Jesus said, be of good cheer. Glory to God. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulations. You're going to go through something in the world, but I'd rather suffer for a Christian's sake, amen, and to have myself, my soul thrown away. Any man suffer as a Christian, the Bible souls declare, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Let him glorify God on this behalf. Glory to God. Be of good cheer, my son. Be of good cheer, my daughter. Because your reward is with you, said the Lord. When Jesus said his reward is with him to pay every man according to his works and his deeds. So you just hold on. Amen. And rebuke the devourer. God will. God will show out. He's a faithful God. There's no temptation have taken you such as coming to man. For God is faithful, will not have you to be tempted above that you're not able to bear. I'm a living witness going through, coming over to the Lord's side, resting in the Lord. The day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. There ain't time to harden your heart, but it's time to allow the Lord to come in and saturate you, restore you, to make you renew again in this new year. The old things has passed away, according to Isaiah 43, that verse 18 and 19. Behold, all things have become new. Glory to God that he'll make a way in the wilderness, even much in the desert, through your hard times and through your hard trials. This is a new year, 2026, a year that we never seen before. We truly thank God, amen, for this half hour that we came forth. We pray that some that we said today that the Lord have ministered unto you today. We want to allow the Spirit of the Lord to continue to guide us and direct us in our life, in our journey, what we're going on. We got to believe that we cannot do nothing without the Lord. The Bible souls declare, he that find his life shall lose his life. You think you done found your life, you're going to lose your life because you're doing good for a little while. The Bible souls declare, your life is just like a vapor. It appeared for a little while and then it vanished away. James 4:14. And we just need to recognize God now. Understand who the Lord is in your life. Allow God to be your Lord. Jesus is the reason for the season. It's Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noonday, Jesus in the midnight hour. Understand that the peace that he has for you. Amen. He speak the peace and not of evil, but to give you an expected end. Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week.